This is Kareem Mosna reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative. 500 communities around the world held rallies today as part of the global climate strike. In Kingston, Queen's University students, along with environmental group 350 Kingston, hosted a rally at City Park just outside the old courthouse. Here's my conversation with 350 Kingston member Gavin Hutchison.
Tell me a bit about what you would like to see come out of today's rally.
I'd like to see two things come out of today's rally. I'd like to see that the people who attend this rally realize they have something they have to do. Okay, half of the city of Kingston's emissions come out of the tailpipes of people's cars and the exhaust pipes of people's furnaces. So the city of Kingston can't reduce their emissions without you and me doing something. So that's one key message I hope that they take away from here, is they've got to go home and do something. They have 15 years to do it, and they have to get half of it done in 8, but they do have to go home and think about it and create a plan and start reducing their emissions.
Liberal MP Ted Hsu, the Liberal energy critic for the province, sent in a statement saying that they're committed to hitting that goal of reducing 50% by 2030. Any response to Ted's statement?
Well, it's admirable that the Liberal Party is committed to that. I wish he'd take Doug Ford out for a beer and convince him he needs to do that. He canceled all the good things that Ontario had going for it. And as soon as he came in, 4 years ago. So we haven't seen a climate plan from Ontario since then. So I don't know what... I guess Ontario is not going to be much of a help. The help that I'm going to tell people about today will be from the federal government. It's money, and it'll be from the federal government, not the provincial.
Okay, so are you optimistic that we can do this?
Physically, we can do it. Am I optimistic that people will?
Yeah.
No. You can't be a climate activist for the last 10 years and not wonder, why is it taking so long for everyone else to realize we're in a big, deep hole and we need to do something starting right now? We've left it to the very last minute, and I don't know that they will.
Okay. Gavin, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Members from the Kingston Youth Climate Council were also present at the rally. I spoke with one of their members, Abigail O'Connor.
What are your hopes that people take away from today's rally?
One thing that we're really pushing today is just voting. That's why we have a whole booth over there that's targeted at getting people to sign up to vote, because there's an upcoming municipal election. And at the last provincial election, the youth voting turnout was really bad. So we're just trying to get that up. That's one of the main things of today. But also 350 is launching their 50 by 30 campaign to get emissions down 50% by 2030 so that we can meet the 2040 target of net zero emissions.
Well, and you brought up voting and the election, which is just over a month to go. What are some things that you'd like to maybe send to those who are running for election this term?
Well, local... And, like, local policies and urban planning specifically can have a lot of impact on sustainability and actions, like, further up as well, because actions do start small. Mm-hmm. So if we can vote with the climate in mind, that's a great step to start, because it is very important. It's happening all around us. It's already happening. People are already... I'm thinking of Pakistan and the floods and stuff. People are already being affected by it, so we need to start taking more action. And action starts very local, for sure.
I mean, generally, you know, when you read polls, you know, youth always cite climate change right near the top of that. How are you feeling about sort of the response that we're getting, you know, from the various levels of government right now?
Well, we were actually... I'm taking an environmental policy class, and we were just looking at the climate change campaigns of the parties. And it's very... They don't seem to have it laid out how they're going to follow through with these goals. So they have great goals set out, but they haven't really followed through with a plan, it seems, of like what specific steps they're going to take. So it doesn't really seem super achievable right now. So if they could lay out more of a direct action plan, I think that would be very helpful, especially for us, like trying to figure out how we can help. It's harder when there's not that information as to like what they're actually doing.
And sort of, yeah, having that lack of information and all, and sort of still seeing some of these very real issues that are happening all over the world, you know, as a member of this Youth Climate Action, and as a youth, like, how do you feel about the future?
It's a very anxious, depressing topic sometimes, especially I'm in environmental science, so I am surrounded by, like, this topic all the time, and it can be very depressing, for sure. But I'm really lucky, like, I feel like the climate community here is really strong. All of my, like, fellow peers in class, we all talk about our emotions a lot. Like, some of my closest friends, we just talk about our climate feelings and, like, where we're at all the time, so that really helps. But it is very overwhelming to think about the future.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Kareem Mosna.